Ron DeSantis delivering keynote address in Israel next month. By Hannah Blow on March 28, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., is visiting Israel next month, delivering a keynote address at the Jerusalem Post and Museum of Tolerance Jerusalem Celebrate the Faces of Israel event. The event is taking place April 27, where the Florida governor will deliver the keynote address to roughly 400 people, according to the Jerusalem Post and Museum of Tolerance's press release detailing the event. DeSantis, who is traveling to Israel as part of what the press release describes as a Florida/Asian trade delegation, is expected to speak about the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship, especially in difficult times. Celebrate the Faces of Israel aims to tackle ever-present tensions in Israel, teach about the country's history, and introduce the audience to the changemakers who embrace tolerance and acceptance, the release states. In a statement within the announcement, DeSantis noted that he visited Israel with the largest ever trade delegation from the Sunshine State to the Jewish state shortly after he was inaugurated for his first term. Since that time, we have strengthened the relationship between Florida and Israel through increased investment by Israeli companies in our state, fighting the scourge of BDS, and being home to the fastest growing Jewish population in the United States, DeSantis said. At a time of unnecessarily strained relations between Jerusalem and Washington, Florida serves as a bridge between the American and Israeli people, he added. Per the release, DeSantis promised in 2019 to be the most pro-Israel governor in America. In his book, the governor explains how he helped to lay the groundwork for relocating the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and believes the West Bank is not occupied territory, it is disputed territory. DeSantis, throughout his first term, identified himself as an ally of Israel, touting his administration's successes at targeting anti-Semitism and improving U.S.-Israel relations during a keynote address at the Republican Jewish Coalition leadership meeting in November. As Breitbart News reported, the governor also drew applause for a comment on Judea and Samaria, also called the West Bank, it is not occupied territory, it is disputed territory. The distinction has implications for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In July 2021, DeSantis sent a letter to the State Board of Administration of Florida asking to put Ben & Jerry's as well as Unilever on its continued examination companies that boycott Israel list and initiate the process to place it on the scrutinized companies that boycott Israel list, according to reports. In the letter, DeSantis cited Florida's strong relationship with Israel. As a matter of law and principle, the state of Florida does not tolerate discrimination against the state of Israel or the Israeli people, including boycotts and divestments targeting Israel, he said. DeSantis's forthcoming visit to Israel comes as speculation continues to mount regarding his political future, as he has yet to reveal publicly if he intends to run for president in 2024, a move which would put him up against former President Donald Trump, further straining their relationship.